Okay, got it. All right. This is the Waste Diversion Collections and Education Subcommittee of the Environmental Services Advisory Committee. Today is February 1st, 2023, and the time is 3:08, according to my computer. Roll call.
Chris Yarder, present.
Okay, Trevor?
Present.
Okay, Trevor Ledbetter, present. Margo Garcia, okay. Present. We have three people here, so we have a quorum. Hooray, hooray. Next item is the chairperson's report. And I had sort of two things. One was I had found this article. I'm afraid it's not very new. Paved plastic roads paved with good intentions. And it talked about another use for plastic. They were actually using the plastic little pellets and mixing it into the asphalt. They're using more than one type of plastic asphalt mixture to see which works the best. And this is happening at the University of Missouri, Columbia, and they're doing it on different sections of the road. So I know we've talked about using glass that way, and there's been a lot of glass fault, I think they called it. And here it is with plastic. So that's another use for the plastic. And my other sort of issue was plastic versus cellophane. So when you get a package of crackers and they're wrapped with an interior wrap, is that plastic or is that cellophane? And I don't know the difference. Christine?
I believe it is plastic. And I think that you can take those to a grocery store.
Ah, as part of the film, plastic mm-hmm. film. Or to the new bifusion effort with Steve Kozacek. So it's considered film plastic. That's what I've been seeing it. But back in the old days, it was cellophane. And I'm not even sure what cellophane is made of. I was going to look it up. But I didn't.
I did a quick Google search, and it looks like cellophane is made out of, like, wood products?
Really?
Yeah. Derived from natural sources such as wood and is biodegradable and can be composted. Plastic wrap is, of course, not. I feel like you enter very carefully into I couldn't tell you what the difference is between cellophane and like plastic on like crackers or something. So.
Yeah. So I'm just treating it as the film plastics. So as we start doing more education along the line of bifusion, I think we need to do even more work around some of these rather, what shall I say, nebulous, but nonetheless prolific. Has been a great surprise to me how many things are in that film plastic, in that thin plastic, which the city doesn't, which our MRF doesn't take.
Well, you know, I don't know what's in it. I'm guessing they get quite a few of the recycled plastics as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And okay. Anyway, that's just some things. All right. On to waste diversion, Christina. I think that's you.
Okay. Let me share my screen.
Oh, and thank you for making this bigger, Lucy.
That would be Ernesto.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. To Ernesto.
Okay, so look, our tonnages went up. Not a big surprise for December because, you know, Christmas and the holidays. Yeah. So the pricing went up, but overall the tonnages were up, which we've kind of been seeing a decline. You know, the trash was still.
Christina?
Yes?
You're sharing the email from Ernesto that has the file attached. I don't know if you're trying to show the report itself.
Oh. Well, geez. Okay. C.
There it is.
Is that it?
Nope, you lost it. You had it.
Yeah, we had it at first.
Because Trevor told me I was doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I was just showing your email and not the chart. But the chart popped up at first, but went away.
Oh. There it is.
There we go.
Stay there. Don't touch.
Right. Been a while. Yeah, so we did not put the information as to what we were charged for December because it is up in the air. You know, we've been in negotiations with Republic Services and it's been, you know, at the Carlos and Pat level. My understanding is they came to us with a proposal. We kind of said, you know, I think we had come to an agreement. And then when they came back, they had changed it. And so then they did something on this bill and they said, well, if we don't have an agreement by this date, we're going to do this much. And that was really high. And we, of course, said, no, we're not paying that. So we're just, you know, from what Pat said, the last meeting, they said, well, tell us what you want. And we kind of said, well, we told you we had accepted what you proposed. And then you went and changed it. So, you know, that's what we accepted. So I think it's still kind of out there. But you might know, last mayor and council meeting, yeah. Steve had requested an executive session to discuss the contract. And from what I have heard, we're going to be working on, you know, a feasibility study to build a MRF at the landfill that we would own and then contract with someone to operate. But, you know, we are in this for 4 more years, so.
Well, I saw that Phoenix has gone to someone new. It's a company I haven't heard of. It sounds interesting. Or was it?
They went out to bid when their contract with Republic Services was up and the new contractor came in with a better price.
The company does it start with a C or something?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember what, because it came up. I wrote it down somewhere. But it looked reasonable.
Well,
so we have not only December that we don't know, but of course, January, which is too fresh to have the
right
fees.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty bad that the invoice was already at $164,000. That's up substantially from.
Well, that was in November.
We
looked at when they sent us that crazy December bill, it was like $182,000.
Mm-hmm. So it was a lot more. Yeah. And looking at what's happening to the prices, it's a kind of mixed bag. It's interesting. Old newspaper, another paper is up. Aluminum is slightly down. Tin is up. Other metals up. PET bottles up. HDPE bottles number 2 is up. Number 2 pigmented is up. Number 5s are up. And rigids are actually down. So, but when you look at the total number, for some reason, they didn't add up the December revenue. There's nothing put into that.
Well, we took that out because of the issues with the bill. We're still, you know, we'll give you an updated one when it's finalized.
But, you know, we can get out our adding machines and add it. So, and we can multiply the number of the $10.30 by the amount of residue. I'm shocked how it can be exactly the same that the November 23rd audit gave us the 29.1%, which is the same number we've been seeing for quite some time.
Right.
it that certainly becomes very suspicious that when you're looking at such a large amount of waste, that it's down to the same tenth of a percent, percentile. I'm sorry, but in my mind, that's a very suspicious looking number.
Well, we always have 2 to 3 staff there observing the audit.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that we have questions about, but it's just with this whole contract negotiation, it's been really difficult to address some of these things.
And also, we had talked about the amount of recyclables that were in the quote unquote trash stream because they hadn't been pulled out along the line. Where is any accounting of that?
Right. Actually, they've been better about it because we had brought it to their attention. So it's been within the range that they could have it, which was 5%.
Is there any talk of them updating their MRF equipment? You know, it's pretty old.
Well, I think they have added new equipment as new stuff has become available.
Okay.
Yeah, they've added new pieces.
All right.
What are those? Do you know?
I'd have to look for that.
Okay. Well, let's have that on our agenda for next month. Updating updated MRF.
Because they haven't been real efficient for a while on some of the material.
Well, it just within the range of people doing numbers, to have numbers come out that close to each other is
sort of a statistical
anomaly. The 29.1%
that for November and December.
Well, and we can go back earlier. I had the ones from, I have the one here from, it was 29.0%. So we got a tenth more for the October October.
So they're supposed to be okay because it's a quarter and the audit is done. That holds for the quarter.
I know that, but I'm just saying that the fact that each time an audit is done, that it's within a tenth of a percentile. If you know anything about statistics and how things are figured out overall, to have such close numbers is just very suspicious. It just, the numbers don't generally fall that way. So, you know, it is 29.1 and now this time it's 29.0 for October October and September, and then in November and December, it's 29.1. It's going in the wrong direction. But it's been hovering around those numbers for as long as I can remember. I'll go back through.
Yeah, we have been about 30%. And that was reflected when we did the pre-sort, when we did the Feed on the Street program.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I had one clarifying question, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
In the percentage column, further up for December and November for all of the different material streams, is there a reason that November and December are the exact same there? Is that reflective of the issues with the bill? Because the tons per month is different, so just expect the percentage to be different there too.
You know what? I'll have to ask Stowe about that because he puts this together.
Okay.
I believe the answer is that when they do the audit, they create those percentages. And then they simply put those percentages against the tons per month. And the tons per month are what come out at the end when they have, bailed the material that's come out. That's my understanding of how it works.
Okay.
But we see those numbers again consistently in October and September. For instance, those numbers for the 2 months are the same there, and that's been consistently the pattern. So I believe it's a function of the audit.
Mm. Okay.
And I have another quick question. When I was reading through the list, going through Bifusion, they mentioned the plastic bottle tops. And I thought that it was important for us to put those plastic tops back on the plastic bottles because there was more plastic in the tops than there were in the bottles.
Well, we tell people that they should leave the caps on the on their water bottles.
Okay. I just don't want to lose the
I will tell you that there are things that are being accepted on Bifusion that are recyclable in our program. And things that are being said that should be taken there that we would have in our program.
Okay, because I saw that, and so that probably, I don't know how you get that word out again.
Well, I think if by going forward with Bifusion, there's going to have to be an overall discussion of plastics in general. I mean, plastics are valuable, as we see, number one, PET bottles, you know, and the natural bottles, you know, number two, natural bottles running at $1,000 a ton. Obviously, those are valuable. so, you know, I think that's partly why Republic has been so reluctant to get involved in this and turned away any effort by Steve to get them involved in the discussions and have just shown absolutely no interest. Mm-hmm. And that's because those are very valuable commodities coming in.
Right.
So that's going to be something that needs to be sorted out when the time comes.
Christina, can you remind me again? This came in a box of stuff. This is already recycled cardboard. Can we put this in?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fiberboard.
Folded
fiberboard.
I couldn't remember if that was good to go.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, Trevor? Anything else you see?
Nope, I'm all good.
Okay. All right. And so the contract, as we understand it, which has been something that there's another meeting going to happen with Pat and the person from Republic.
And Carlos, yes.
And Carlos in the next week.
I'm not sure when that is. You know, Pat's on vacation this week.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
So,
okay.
There's a lot going on right now.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is. There is a lot going on.
I know.
And so the contract is going to be worked on again, and that part of what came out of the executive session was was starting to talk about a feasibility of owning our own plant, I guess, in a more concrete fashion than has been in the past. I mean, we've thrown that around, but it sounds like a real effort at it.
Part of the discussion around the sustainability, anyway. So.
Right.
Yeah, right. There's a place for it there.
Oh, absolutely. We have plenty of room.
Okay. And you know who's been tasked with that job to study the feasibility?
It's too soon. They just had that meeting last week.
Mm-hmm. So the city manager hasn't tasked anybody with working on that?
I have not heard that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, maybe it'll make Republic come back with better offer if they start to think they're going to lose the city.
I don't know. That would be interesting. Okay. Trevor, just to bring you up to date, the contract has been an ongoing discussion since last summer, pushing a year, I think. And that's because the contract that we have currently is very much to the favor of Republic, because we wanted to keep going over the time when China shut down taking the materials and there was a real problem with whether we could sustain recycling in this community. And the city council made the decision to do that, and they took money from the general fund to subsidize for 2 years. recycling. So we're trying to get back to the old contract or something different. And that's, you know, people have been dragging their feet, mostly Republic. At least that's the way we hear it.
And so, Republic Services, is their MRF is the only game in town when it comes to our ability to run material through a recycling facility, yeah. Right? Okay.
Right. Originally, it was run by someone called ReCommunity. Mm-hmm. And then Republic bought ReCommunity out. And so then it became a Republic. And then it's okay. Kind of a you know, here they have their own collection company, if you will. I mean, Republic goes out collecting county waste, and then they run the MRF in addition, which they do for the city. So,
right.
You know, and they're buying out other trash collections because you don't see Diggins trucks anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they bought Diggins. So,
okay.
Monopolizing.
Yeah. Well, they were already the number two.
In the nation, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Waste Management and Republic are the two biggies.
Yeah. And Waste Connection was also here in Tucson.
Yeah.
They own, I believe, RAD.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, collections.
All right. Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hi. How are you today?
Marco and Trevor. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about collections. The tier pay update. Okay. So basically, probably Pat's already talked a little bit about this, but we had a total of 63 operators that already hold a Class A license, which places them already at a tier two automatically.
Okay, we've lost you.
We lost you. And you might need to turn up a little bit because I didn't quite get the beginning.
Lucy, is he in your building or?
He's still on. He's having issues on his end.
Can you guys hear me?
No.
Yes. We can now.
Good.
Oh, sorry about that. You want me to repeat everything back again?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Yeah, basically, in the beginning, we had about 63 operators that hold a Class A license, which places the tier two automatically. And 46 operators have had their skill level bumped up from tier two to a tier three. Due to their level and their skill level. And as time has gone by, when we first implemented this in November 21st, we've had approximately 8 to 10 more additional employees ongoing, and we've actually changed their skill level. And we knew this was going to happen, you know, in the beginning of this initial proposal. And so we've made adjustments as time goes by. And just another thing just to add to note on this is pay structure has actually helped us with the hiring process also. Next week, we're going to have a minimum of about 16 candidates for solid waste equipment operators. We haven't had that many in a really long time.
Good.
So it's amazing that, we've actually... Now we're going to look at maybe, hopefully out of those 60, we'll probably hire maybe 10. That's going to help out tremendously.
So what's your total?
Go ahead, I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I just wondered what your total number of drivers is and if you still have a deficiency.
Yeah, we still have a deficiency. We have probably about 12, but I think we have about 96. Operators, that's what we have right now, and we're having to fill in a lot of the other areas, such as the Russian bulky, because we're actually creating more crews for the homeless camp cleanups.
Yeah,
which we tremendously need, you know, in order to keep it clean, you know.
So the new ones that you're bringing in will be helping with that 12 deficiency?
Yes, that is correct. Yes, we're going to more than likely put those employees into the residential collections.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll yank some of them out little by little to assist us with the Russian bulky crews, and also, which in turn will help with the homeless camp cleanups crews.
Okay. And did I hear you correctly to say you had 60 candidates, 6-0?
No, not, I wish.
Yeah, that's, I couldn't quite believe my ears, and I thought you had 16.
No, you had 16.
A 1 and a 6.
There you go. What is?
Okay. That's what I heard first, and then I thought, no.
So hopefully, I mean, if all of them were to make it, that'd be even better. But
yeah,
looks like we're getting a little bit better. How can I tell you? I guess individuals, like let's say from Republic and Waste Management, also okay. People that we hear of that are coming from water. So it's kind of, it's, you know, usually it was always everybody from environmental is going into those other areas, you know, but now it's kind of reversed. Oh. So in a kind of way, it's kind of helped out.
Good to hear. All right. Yeah. Rate adjustments. So we know you're going to start with a new rate.
Oh, yes. We're happy about that right now. We got a $3 increase. You guys probably ever heard about it already from mayor and council, the residential garbage collections. I could probably show you. You guys want me to share it with you? Let me share with you guys the... this way.
That was a little nerve-wracking by the time they got to the mayor and council meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I went, no!
So basically, I mean, the 48s, you know, they've gone, you know, $3.25. They used to be $15. The 65, they also went up. So this is really going to help out. You know, usually the standard of a 95-gallon can that's usually out there is usually $16.75, so that's going to go up to $20. And the same thing with a shared alley container is also up to $19.25. So yes, then also the other big change we did also is with the individual. Let me see where that I don't know if it's even in here. Let me see. I can't. Less than 100. Well, the individual containers also, they went up from $11 to $14. So that's going to really help out. And yeah, so that's it's a really good thing that's going on there right now. Another thing I wanted to add to you was that in November of 2024, EGSD is going to request another meeting with city council members to try to help them understand why the additional $3 or $3 increase suggested in January 2020. We're going to go ahead and help them out with that because Steve Kasacha, he still thinks that we are subsidizing the residential fees with membership. So, I mean, that should help out, you know, with us explaining as to what the fees are actually going to and so forth.
Okay, I know that our church just got the notice of the increase going to happen, so I know you're out informing at least your business customers of 10% increase.
Uh-huh. Customer service is already adjusted the fees also in the billing system. Mm-hmm. They're active and ready to go starting February the 13th of this year. And right. So most likely they'll see the increase probably in March.
It's about time, because was that 2019 that we asked for $3.50?
Yeah, you're correct. Yes,
we asked for $1.40.
Right, we were gonna do it. Okay, and then for 2 years.
Yep. It was a
smart that would have helped us out and not put us into so much, you know, negative numbers.
Yeah,
you're the front loader fees.
Yeah, can you guys see this? Also, city and mayor and council, they also approved this fee also at 10%. And this is going to help us immensely. So these are all the rates, you know, as you can see, what they used to be and what they are now. And so that's really helped us out too. That's going to go into effect also for February the 13th.
Okay.
In addition, there's been a $3 increase also for the tonnages for Los Reales sustainability campus also. So that's also was approved also by mayor and council. So yeah, we're really happy seeing all those increases. The thing I got on my agenda was the intergovernmental agreement. We currently have an intergovernmental agreement with South Tucson, okay? So currently right now, EGSD, we provide collection services there for their garbage, recycling, and brush and bulky to approximately about 1,300 customers. So
we've lost you again. We've lost you. I assume that the South Tucson customers got the same increase as the regular customers. Are you back on?
Pardon me?
Did the South Tucson customers get the same increase as the regular Tucson customers?
Well, basically, because of it's under a contract right now, so that's why we're hoping to go back to Mayor Council, so that way they can approve the new fee structure, and then get this implemented as soon as possible. So it may take a little bit, maybe a month or something like that, to get this implemented. So as soon as we get over there, we want to hurry up and get this moving along, so that way we can gain that. Tax revenue dollars.
Okay, so to understand, right now South Tucson, because they're under a contract, are continuing at the old rate, but you're in the process of renegotiating the contract so that they will get the new rate.
That is correct. You sure are. That's
Fargo?
Yes.
They pay a higher rate anyway.
They
have paid a higher rate all along.
Oh, okay. And so what will be their new rate?
It'll be
$3 more.
Yeah, it'll be $21.51.
Oh, okay. For the 95?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I seem to remember vaguely about that. Okay. So they will get $21.50 and that. We'll take, and the council has to approve that amended contract.
That is correct. And then also they currently pay right now $1.14 for their brush and bulky. And that'll also probably about 30 cents more.
Oh, okay.
So not everybody gets it or how?
No, everybody gets it. That was the contract.
Okay.
Currently with South Tucson, it's for everybody.
Okay. And who's working on that amended contract?
Pat.
Pat is doing it.
Yeah.
Any questions, Trevor?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
All righty. Public outreach update. I guess we need to move along. You have to leave in 15 minutes, Trevor. Is that what the agreement is? Or?
20 minutes.
In 20 minutes? Okay.
So We did interviews for a replacement for Kendra a week before last. So they made an offer to the person, and we're just waiting. I guess they countered. So we should hopefully have somebody on board soon.
Great.
You know, I'm excited. And then I don't know if you are aware, tonight we're having a public meeting about, you know, kind of the clean community and what the services that we provide to neighborhoods to help them. And then we're also having the representative from the homeless task force there to talk about the protocol and how all of that is worked. We had the first meeting last night at Ward 3. We had about close to 40 people in attendance, which is great. I would guess that Steve's office will probably have quite a few people there tonight as well. It's also on Zoom. So it's a hybrid.
Okay.
So if people can't be there, they can at least hear the presentations and submit questions.
So who initiated this? Because it seems to have come out of nowhere.
Actually, they had been discussing it for a while. Carlos had asked me probably in like November, you know, to start looking at it. And we were just so busy with so many things, and with the holidays coming up, it just didn't really make sense to try and do it during the holidays with the rate increase meetings and everything else that was going on. And so when we got back from the holidays, I got back on it and, you know, put those meetings together. So.
Okay. Hasn't had much publicity.
Actually, like I said, I sent out a news release. We had two of the media outlets at the meeting last night. It was posted to Nextdoor, Facebook, Instagram, and the ward office has been promoting it as well.
Yeah. I think 40 is great.
Well, considering the most we had at the rate increase meetings was 4.
I know. Yes, that's why I'm thinking you did well. All right, tree cycle.
Tree cycle was complete. We don't really keep track of how many trees. I think sometimes we know tonnages, but you know, I mean, we offer it every year. We have good participation from residents. Didn't have any major issues this year. I didn't hear any fires or things like that. So that's a good thing.
Sure, it is. And you don't know how many, you don't have any tonnages or.
Yeah. Are the trees that are collected through Tree Cycle, are those just chipped and used as daily cover?
We've been trying to put them in with the compost.
Okay. Because we don't have a chipper out at Los Reales, do we? So are we just holding them until we have one, or how are we bringing in somebody to help with that?
Frank's not on, huh? Because he would be the one to be able to tell us that, because we take them there. In the past, we've had someone come in and help.
Yeah.
Got it.
And come in and chip.
Okay.
Okay. Zero waste. Yes. Okay.
Sorry. And then the zero waste collection event that we had in November was really successful. We had close to 400 cars come through. Almost every single one of the vendors that was there collecting stuff was maxed out. They could not, a couple of them had to leave early because they couldn't take any more. So it was Goodwill, Beacon, the scrap metal collector, Evolve with the e-waste, Bookman's. Everybody had way more stuff they expected.
Do you ever get the news people to come and, you know, film it and put it on
the we put out a news release, and you know, so we did have someone with the very first time we did it. We didn't have anybody come this last time. The one of the planning committee members from Tucson Clean and Beautiful. She does a lot of the video and she shares it on Instagram and Facebook, things like that. But yeah.
It'd be cool if people could see it on, you know, the news too.
On the other hand, if they're maxing out, so that does lead to Trevor's issue with Salvation. You said Salvation Army. No, who did you say maxed out? You said Goodwill and Beacon. Beacon takes the paint, right?
Beacon shreds the documents.
Oh, Beacon shreds. Okay.
Yeah.
And Goodwill maxed out on stuff?
Textiles and home goods. And then Evolve, which is the old Rise.
Right.
They do the e-waste and they were maxed out.
Yeah, I went to their facility to take some things and I must say I had some concerns about how that was being handled in a residential area, but let's not get into that right now.
And the Bookmans had, gosh, I don't know how many Gaylords, and they were full.
And they just took books or what?
Yeah, books. You know, they had some CDs and DVDs, things like that, but it was mostly books.
Because they also take instruments.
Right.
I don't suspect anybody brought that for zero waste. So are you planning another one?
Yes, in April.
Okay.
And it'll be at the church again. We just have to confirm a date with them.
Okay. So that worked okay? No,
worked great. We didn't have any issues with traffic control or anything.
Great. So I was an old worrywart.
That's okay. You need to be. Some needs to be.
So you have those big parking lots that are long speedway between the church and
right in between
Whataburger or something.
And we had people come in on First Street, and Ernesto said that at the busiest time there was the queue only had like 5 cars in the street.
Fine.
So yeah, we planned it very well.
Yeah. Excellent. Good job. All right. Anything else along that?
Just, you know, we're going to have public outreach coming up with Earth Day. You know, we'll be at Children's Museum and things. We've just been really busy. And one of the things that we are getting, we also did another recruitment, and we had interviews last week for someone who's going to come in. The city manager's office is transitioning the team up to neighborhood cleanup program over to our department. And so we're hiring someone who will do that.
All right. Well, I'm glad they recognize if they're going to give you work, they better give you people too.
Really?
That's been my mantra for a while.
I know.
And listening.
When we talked to the manager's office, they said so, and I just said I just can't. I can't take it without a person.
Good. Good for you. All right. Super. Any questions, Trevor, Chris? All right, let's move right along to code enforcement.
Lori. Hi, everyone. How you doing? Well, an update on staffing is we are still at 12 inspectors, and that matches our 12 zones we have. We still have recruitment in queue for potentially 3 inspectors, so that has not been posted yet, but should be soon. I look forward to that. Nice. Let's see, place network investigations. So I don't know if any of you have heard about what place network investigations are. It's a project out of the Tucson Police Department that code enforcement is assisting with. So we're opening a lot of these very large cases related to apartment complexes that are related to gun violence. Okay. So again, it's called Place Network Investigations. It's an evidence-based approach to reducing violent and gun-related crime hotspots. And it is a nationwide strategy that other police departments do use. And I believe Tucson's might be grant-based. So and so what we do is once they determine what these hotspots are, we open a code enforcement case and do what we can as far as making the management pay attention to the things we can enforce, you know, like minimum housing or exterior violations, you know, deteriorated paint, that kind of stuff, or you know, maybe even fencing. So we've had a lot of success with that. We found there is a property owner that owns several apartment complexes within the Tucson. Right now we have about six of them, and his name is John Yang, but he owns them under different LLCs. But what the police department says is that a higher percentage of gun crimes are actually occurring at these apartment complexes rather than other parts of the city. So, you know, with a lot of attention paid to these apartments and bringing the owner into court, even, you know, give them a chance, but bring them into court, write a citation. They are stepping up. So it's still in progress.
Now, TPD has... Lori, TPD has been, you know, through our meetings for the neighborhoods bordering Alvernon and Grant, they've been concentrating on this big complex, Dodge and Flower. And have you been out there?
Yeah, Georgetown Apartments, and then there's the Oasis that's owned by Brian Bowers. So those both are part of the PNI enforcement.
And that's been going on for, those problem properties have been going on for as long as I've been paying attention to them. So like 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I've received some background on it recently, you know, and the police they started this over a year ago, you know, and we were brought in, you know, maybe 6 months ago or so. But they're doing a lot, and there's a lot going on. So I really applaud them, and I'm glad we can help them out. So, but it does, you know, kind of, it uses our resources, which are limited anyway, but, you know, we need to support each other to handle this. But, and another reason why I look forward to more inspectors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And are they going to do anything, you know, and make you permanent instead of interim? Or am I?
That's I can't answer that.
Okay. I think I've brought it up to a council member. So anyhow, just to let you know, I write letters.
So in terms of the complaints, are they pushing about average? Are we starting to see the weeds grow, start up after the winter rains, or how are the complaints going?
Not too bad on those. I am having some inspectors do a special weekend project coming up next 2 weeks to hit any property maintenance that might still be out there, you know, because we are short-staffed. You know, I'm just trying to think of ways to get these resolved. We don't want them out there. A lot of them might even be abated by now. So, you know, I think everybody knows we're kind of a little behind in some of that stuff. So,
well, that's all stuff left over from when TPD handled the weeds, too, still.
Yeah, so it does go to TPD. Well, not anymore, of course, you know, but we do. I have a process where courtesy notice will get sent out. And then if it isn't compliant, then we open a code enforcement case. But yeah, a lot of those older ones, you know, are from TPD, you know, back before we made a transition. They are still doing JMB, but that is the only complaint. If there's anything else alleged, then we go ahead and open a case.
JMV, Trevor is junked motor vehicles.
Yeah, my apologies.
we got a newbie, so we want to bring him in up, catch him up to all these letters.
Lori, I just have a question. I've been looking at the new complaints, and EnerGov doesn't show the inspectors' names.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. So that could be something I could ask the EnerGov group if they can change that and pro. Because obviously, yes, there are inspectors assigned. It's just not pulling it. I think when you do the inspection, it should pull the inspector's name. But it's kind of a mixture because it's pulling old cases from our old system. Some cases were transitioned because they were active at the time we transitioned. And then you have brand new cases actually created in EnerGov, and they all look a little different in pro.
Yeah.
And I was just told actually Permits Plus, which they're going to operate as kind of like a legacy database where we can access information that we might need. They're actually going to sunset it, which means they're going to close it out. But I think they are, and when I say they, it's Planning Development Services Department. Yeah, they're going to create a program where employees can access that information, but it will still be in pro to the public.
Good.
All right. Well, things are moving along. Anything future items for the next meeting? I have updated MRF. How has it changed? Updated MRF equipment to learn about that, what they've been doing on that. Obviously, the facility report we get each month, contract negotiations, where we are. Zero waste will be coming up. New people. I hope you'll be able to introduce them to us, Christina. And code enforcement, I guess, continue on with that place network investigations is very interesting, mm-hmm. Especially with regards to, since we've been hearing so much about these elite forces going in and the problems that are happening there, this sounds like a sort of more a quieter approach to hotspots of gun violence as opposed to coming in with Scorpios or other such fancy name groups.
Will we see either of you all at the meeting tonight?
Most likely not me.
Yeah.
We have something else going on. The science series has started at the university, and that's tonight, the first one.
And I unfortunately got COVID a week ago, so I'm still hiding out. Paxlovid saved me, so
I had it also during the last month, and Paxlovid got me over it. I just finished out on Sunday my Paxlovid, so I'm just 3 days out of it. So I got it from taking care of two sick people. So
so I don't think you want me coming tonight.
Yeah. Good. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Yourselves. All right.
I think, Trevor, it's really important that you make it because we can't move without you.
Yeah, I see that. I had one last minute thing popped on my calendar for today, so that's why I have to jump off, but I will make sure my calendar is clear for the future. For future agenda for the next meeting, would it be useful for us to put on their updates on the university's move out stuff?
Yes.
I do have some updates that we could discuss.
Good.
Okay.
Would be great for move out. And I guess we'll just put you in. We'll put you to do that.
Okay.
Since you're the main man.
Cool.
All right. Anything else? Anything else we should know about collections? I guess also how that agreement is going with South Tucson.
Yeah, we'll fill you in next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All righty. Well, thank you all for your hard work and for keeping this place moving forward. And we'll see you all on Thursday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
Good night.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Maybe pick up the screen a little bit. That right there, down. Can you see? Pops up on the bottom of the screen. Oh. But there, see, and I couldn't, it wouldn't.